News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 here in the morning on April the 7th. Good morning. Good rainy morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And speaking of raining, and here's Bad Bob with his Mariner's beard. I just love that beard, Bob. I mean, you know what? It shows
you mentioned
certain,
it often.
Well, I'm going to keep mentioning it because, I mean, it looks kind of like, reminds me of Ahab. Of, you know, Moby Dick, at least of the photos I've seen.
Showers today, thunderstorms maybe after 11 a.m., and maybe even some hail out of the whole situation. High near 53. Overnight low will be around 42, and we've got winds along with the wet stuff, maybe as high as 28 miles an hour. 100% chance of rain this morning. What you see is what you get. We've got heavy rain to the south of us right now showing on the radar. And rain will taper off as we head further into the week. More chance of rain coming up on the weekend. Right now in Reading, we have 45 degrees with the report that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business, and they have senior and give senior and vendor discounts. 365-3793. For Shasta Gas Propane. And by the way, Chuck and Judy's new company has got a big surprise coming that they're doing with helping veterans. So we're going to have him on to talk about that here in the next week or so. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. We've got a lot of things going. A couple of things I want to talk about today. By the way, we're going to have a young man by the name of Cameron Gamble in here who runs an operation of helping people protect themselves if they've ever been taken or kidnapped. He's working tirelessly along with several other organizations against the sex trafficking trade that exists in our country and other countries. And he's got a great story today. He's going to talk about they just worked on a kidnapping in Mexico. A kidnapping in Mexico, and they got the guy back. So it's going to be, you know, tune in to stay with us, you know, through this 8 o'clock hour because you're going to learn a lot of things.
Timely because the story in the news this morning about that couple being arraigned on
pimping and, and they've already been arraigned
girl
once.
Under 16.
Yeah, they've already been arraigned once, and they're going again that they took her when she was 15 years old and started pimping her out. And they brought her up here and forced her to be a prostitute, and they were arrested right here in Reading. And now this is what it's been alleged, and they've been charged with 5 counts, and now they're getting charged with something else with another case of this. So it's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's very timely that Cameron will be on. A lot of things happening. Duke, you know, we haven't talked about basketball the whole time because, frankly, basketball. I mean, it's hard for me to get interested in basketball. Though the other night I watched Kobe Bryant Muse. It's a special documentary on HBO. And this guy comes across as being, you know, somebody that's driven and dedicated, who's made mistakes in his life, but he's tried to overcome these mistakes. And he came across as kind of a likable guy, when he could have come across extremely different.
We're talking Kobe here.
Kobe Bryant. And, I mean, he's made some big mistakes in his life, but this is a kid that came right out of high school and went into the NBA. And he said, this is what he said. He said, I figured I wasn't going to learn anything about what I loved to do and what I was going to do the rest of my life in college, which is kind of a very simplistic way of looking at it. But he said while he was in his early years or his first couple of years, he used to drive over to college campuses and think that he probably made a mistake when he saw the kids over there. All they had to do was play basketball and go to school. And they had friends. And he didn't have a lot of friends. He was, 18? Everybody else on the team was much older than he was. And they didn't take it as serious as Kobe Bryant did at that age. Because you know how passionate you are back then. But Duke won the NCAA Men's Championship. You know, for this whole year, Kentucky was destined to come in and do 40-0 and got bumped by Wisconsin, and then Duke beat them last night, I guess. I didn't see it, but I saw that in the headlines in case you were wondering about who won the NCAA championship. Iran refuses to acknowledge Israel has a right to survive, either, you know, as a nation or a nation state. The Israelis, as you can imagine, a little bit upset about this, and Netanyahu said to President Obama, how can you sign a peace accord or this nuclear accord, and they don't even recognize we have the right to live? President Obama says, well, you know, we'll protect you. I mean, it was just kind of like that. Well, you know what? This is, you know, it's rhetoric, and we're just not going to let that slow us down.
How's
just,
the underside of that sign bus this. Look?
Yeah, you know, and you know what? Hey, we'll take care of you. You know what? I mean, that gave me a warm and fuzzy. I can just imagine the Israelis feel warm and fuzzy about that. I don't know. It's just, why? Why? Do I feel these kind of strange things are happening? We're going to talk about LAFCO here in a minute, but I'm going to take an early break because I've got Dick Fighton here today. He was going to talk about the Military Officers of America and about the organization, but he's also on the LAFCO Commission. So if anybody can talk about LAFCO, since he's there and he's also on the financial part of the LAFCO Commission, or LAFCO, the Local Area Formation Commission, and somebody should be, if he's going to be able to talk about money or anything that you can talk about, it wasn't in closed hearings, and he should be able to do it. So I didn't find that out until just a few minutes ago. So we're going to have him come on right after these messages. Carl Lindbach, KCNR, 1460. It's rainy outside. It's going to be rainy all day. It's going to be great. Unfortunately, we could have used like 50 days of this earlier this
40
year.
40 days and 40 nights.
We'll be right back.
For a tax professional that truly understands taxes and can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. Tom specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Whether you have a business and want to lower your tax liabilities, or are an investor that would like to lower the taxes you pay on your investments, you want an experienced, compassionate advisor like Tom Wood at the Advice Center. Call Tom at 244-7526 for top quality tax preparation, or this month, Tom's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment review, or any of your tax, financial, or insurance needs, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whatever you're cooking smells good, Ma. Where's Dad?
I don't know. I think it's in the garage. Hey, tell him it's time for dinner.
Left step. Left step.
Left step. Nice heels, Dad. What are you doing?
I'm practicing for the walk a mile in her shoes.
What is that?
Every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is sexually assaulted. It's time for men like us to say no more. The Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a call to men to educate and engage our community about a very serious subject to take action in preventing sexualized violence.
What can I do to help?
Every man should join us on Saturday, May 9th at 10 a.m. for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes to benefit One Safe Place. Do like I did, son. Get a bunch of your friends together and visit the One Safe Place website at ospshasta.org and register for the walk. And here, I happen to have another pair of heels.
Left step, right step.
You guys make me so proud.
Please join the Walk a Mile chairman, Joe Comenti, and his family for the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, Saturday, May 9th in downtown Reading.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Food store.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is every Tuesday. 7:17 in the morning. 45 degrees. It's raining out there. It's going to rain all day. We may have thunderstorms. We may have even hailstorms later on. But it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough about Joe and Shelley and the operations there of Tobacco and Brew. Walk into Espresso Joe's and have the finest coffee at just great prices, whether it's a latte, espresso, cappuccino, or anything else that you want to order. They make it there. They make it great, and it's a great price, too. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California and a walk-in humidor that is chock full of those cigars that Cigar Aficionado rates in the high 90s. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and discounts always for veterans. I'm here with Dick Fighton, who is he's coming in to talk about the Military Officers of America. Mm-hmm. And some of the not only what the organization is, but some of the things that are facing our military right now in Congress. And then I want to ask him a couple of questions about LAFCO. But let's start out with the MOAA.
Well, first of all, good morning, Carl and Bob. Yep.
Good morning.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for your service there.
Oh, thank you for yours. I'm a retired naval officer and very, very concerned about what's going on in the military. Military Officers Association of America is a 501c19 tax-exempt organization with about 400,000 members at this time, and this organization is open to all military officers of all branches of the service, including the reserves and the National Guard, and a few other special organizations. They employ 92 people in Virginia that work on trying, and we have 10 lobbyists that go to Congress every day trying to maintain our military pay and benefits and support of our military. We try to keep the funding for the military up so that we continue to be a strong nation. And as right now, we have less ships in the ocean than we ever had, probably less planes in the air, and our troops are weighed back to numbers less than what we had at the beginning of World War II. So this is a very important organization, along with all other organizations. I don't want to downplay the VFW and all the other organizations. And by the way, what's interesting is in Shasta County, we have over 19,000 veterans, and there's 32 military organizations in Shasta County. And so we have many, many people in the military here.
Yeah, we do. And if we could, if they'd ever organize around something,
well,
and decide to, you know, to let their voice be heard, they could do. They could have a huge impact on politics in this county.
Oh, undoubtedly. They. I also happen to be on Shasta County Veterans Association Council.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Stevenson is the president,
Right.
of that organization, mm-hmm. and I think Vince got some great ideas about trying to bring all these organizations together.
I think it's a good idea because these organizations are always, you know, they're out there trying to do things individually,
right.
and now we need to push them together. And that includes politically, right. that they become a force politically so that, you know, that things can be supported, like the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and maybe a couple other things that we see happening in our community and out of our assembly and things that we can put somebody in there that supports.
It's happened before. All the organizations came together to push for the Veterans Cemetery. It has happened before.
And it can happen again. Yeah. You just have to get a rallying point there. And I don't know if there's one out there for them, really.
Well, I'd like to come back to MOA and talk a little
sure.
bit about what they do. They're the tip of the sword, so to speak. They're in Congress every day trying to maintain pay and benefits. Congress worked hard from 2000 to 2008 trying to get the 13% pay reduction for military back in order, and now all of a sudden we're taking our recovery back on the backs of the military again.
Well, you've got the, of course,
sequestration.
No, it's not. What is it, Bob?
Sequestration.
Sequestration.
Thank you. Sequestration. Yeah. You know what? I don't know why I have the, I do. Sequestration. It is, and they're doing it on the backs of the military. And as somebody pointed out, what do you expect? And I thought that's true. You know, both sides do it.
So for the last 2 years, there's been a commission that's been working on trying to look at pay and benefits and the overall structure of the military overall. And the top of the list is they're trying to change the military retirement pay.
Yeah. Forcing people to put money into the thrift savings plan.
Rather than having a defined benefit plan
right.
that we currently have, they want to define.
Providing an automatic government contribution, which isn't very big and
no.
can be changed. So what it's doing essentially is the military member has to take money out of his own meager pay.
Correct.
To put into a savings plan, which the government does not match by any means.
No.
And so, and then they say, well, yeah, but if he gets out after 10 years, he's got something there, or 15 years. But nobody goes into the military not knowing that you got to do 20 years,
correct.
You know, to get a retirement. And so with this thing, they're going to take pay of men that are already on food stamps and force them and take this pay and put it into an automatic thrift savings plan.
Right. And what's going to affect is the way it's working right now is anybody that is currently retired stays on the defined benefit plan
right.
that they currently have.
Yeah.
The people that are in the from 0 to 20 years will have some options, but anybody coming into the military
will have
to be on a 401k.
Now, they're still voting
program.
On this thing. This is just
yes.
a recommendation. Okay, healthcare, yeah. this is a real big one. This commission wants to eliminate TRICARE for military families and working-age retirees and replace it with a selection of commercial insurance plans, similar to those available for federal civilian employees. And here again is that they're having to pay into it.
Correct.
Into this one, which you don't do right now if you're on active duty
correct.
In the military. And at the same time, enroll them in the thrift savings plan. Okay, that's fine. If you're going to give raises, that helps take care of this. Otherwise, you're taking money out of their bottom line.
And as you know, many of our junior enlisted people are on food stamps.
Yeah. And
other types of welfare.
You know, this whole thing is they're trying to make it into some kind of like a government employee, like a guy that comes to work every day and, you know, pounds on a typewriter or somebody that works in IBM or something like this.
Carl, what's going to happen is Congress eliminated themselves from Obamacare. And now we're trying to get them back. Okay, if you folks voted for this stuff, you ought to be prescribing to the Obamacare instead of having all these fancy health benefit packages. Just a question of time.
Just put them on it. Just put them on it. Yep.
And
that's what they want.
And then they're going to take our military people and put them into the same plan, eventually moving them over to Obamacare.
Sure. I mean, that's all this is.
That type of thing.
Okay. How do you know what? MOAA is a. We have lunch once a month, and it's fun.
Right. Well, there's.
I'm the kid.
Yeah, there's 58 chapters of MOA in the state of California. And there is a California MOA, which I attend those meetings. As president of our local chapter of Shasta Country MOA, I attend those conferences once a year, usually in November. And there's 58 local chapters of MOA. We have our national organization in Virginia. And our group here meets on the second Tuesday of the month at the Country Waffle House on Athens Avenue next to Osh. And we're looking for other officers in the area to join our organization and help stem this business of trying to deteriorate our military. And and like I said, MOA is the tip of the spear here.
That's right. If you want to join MOA, if you want some more information, give Dick a call. What's your phone number?
530-945-7975.
Okay. All right. Now I want to talk about LAFCO for a second. You're a member of the on a member of the board there, right?
I'm a commissioner.
A commissioner. Okay. What is LAFCO and what's it do?
LAFCO, as an example, when Anderson wanted to annex that 368 acres that Roseburg Lumber had across highway on the east side of Highway 5, somebody has to come to LAFCO and say, we would like to do this annexation. And then LAFCO gets the parties together and determines if the Anderson can afford to do this, if they can have the water, the sewer systems, the firefighting situation that can allow them to go ahead and do that. Then we gather the information, and the staff does this, and it's fairly. I've been on the commission only a year, and I didn't know anything about this when I started. And it is extremely interesting business. It took a while for Anderson to annex that because you have to get all the parties together to agree. The uniqueness of that particular annexation is that the property tax will be shared with Anderson and the county of Shasta. And that's the only one that we have in the county at this time. And it's a unique step forward.
Are you familiar with this thing where it says fiscal woes hinder agency, that they're short $60,000 to $70,000? You're on the financial committee, weren't you?
Correct.
Did you see that one coming?
Yes. I did some presentations back.
Wasn't Les Ball on that committee?
Yes.
He resigned his position, though.
In the financial committee, yes.
In the financial committee. Do you say why? After that thing broke about the lady being that she was spending time here, you know, on time.
The financial committee once a quarter gets a printout of the financial status of LAFCO, and we review it. And on that committee was Les Baugh, Brenda Haynes, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Les didn't show up for some of the meetings.
Some of the meetings or any of the meetings?
He was there for one or two.
Okay.
We met frequently to review how this was coming together. I made a presentation in January, I think it was, saying we were going to be about 20-some. Our budget was $186,000. With some special money coming in, it got to be $194,000. I did a presentation to close out the year at about $205,000, which said we're going to be $15,000 or so over budget.
Mm-hmm.
And the commission really didn't do much about it.
Now they're saying it could be $60,000 to $70,000.
We actually sat down last night, and our financial committee met last night. Clay Duda was there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can run different scenarios. How do you want to operate your business? Mm-hmm. We have one scenario that said when we could operate our business by not doing anything more, which we discussed in our last Thursday meeting. And quite honestly, we could skimp by just making our rent payments and things. And we would not exceed the money we have in the bank. So that's one scenario. The other scenario is if we want to go out and hire another executive officer, pay all of our bills, our attorney bills and things of this nature, we might be $20,000 to $25,000 short and have to borrow some money someplace.
Okay.
So you...
We need to do a whole show on LAFCO, at least more than this, because I've got other guests coming in.
Sure.
So, but that's what LAFCO does. I know it's been in the paper a lot. There's been a lot of things going on saying that, you know, how come she got money for this and, you know, for spending the night, even though I understood why. I mean, if she's working long hours and doesn't have to drive back, I can understand. I mean, we're not talking millions of dollars here.
No.
I can understand why. I mean, this is just my own opinion. I don't expect to hear yours because it's probably, you'll have to discuss it. But I don't see what the big thing was. And then Les Paul immediately washed his hands of the whole thing and ran from that. I don't understand that.
I'd like to mention one other thing. What drives costs of running a LAFCO up? The fire districts, there's three fire districts up out east, mm-hmm. Fall River Mills, MacArthur, and Lassen. Fire districts wanted to have a sphere of influence that would cover what they normally have been doing for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
And a sphere of influence outlines on the map the areas that they will operate and go to fires and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Anything outside of that in that area particularly is covered by Cal Fire and Shasta County Fire. Those people up there, they wanted this. And there was another group of people in Castle that didn't want it, but they weren't even affected. And they dragged this on for four meetings. And you just keep increasing the cost by coming back to these things over and over and over.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's the way democracy is set up.
Well,
unless you're in the Reading City Council, then you can just vote to do away with all those.
So there's been a lot of work that's been done over and over and over that drove these costs up.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for letting me come in and talk about our military situation.
Right, the Military Officers America Association. One more time, how to get a hold of you?
Military Officers Association of America, Dick Fighton, 530-945-7975.
Okay, Dick, thanks a
lot.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006 for their March special. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Call 243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the third year in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well. That's right. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. Shasta Regional Medical Center, some great people down there. Their emergency room is just fantastic. Hearing this from people I know that have been down there, I don't really want to go down there to it, but I know the people that work in those places, and they're great. Shasta Regional Medical Center supports so many different events in our town and so many different great charities in our town. Shasta Regional Medical Center. My guest is Jane Whitman from Shasta Live. And what exactly is Shasta Live, for those who don't know?
Well, Shasta Live is a concert series. It used to be Shasta Community Concert Association. And so we present concerts here. We're a nonprofit board of directors who chooses these shows to come to Reading. And we've been doing it since 1938. Not me personally, but
not you. You're just a child. I was looking at you going, you haven't been doing this since 1938.
But our group has. And so we've been around for a long time, and we have a wonderful group of people that work hard to bring these shows. And we have a morning show for kids, our Fine Arts Enrichment Show, and it's free to kids to come in the morning and see these shows. And we fill the Shasta Cascade Theater every time with kids to see the shows. They do a 45-minute show for kids in the morning. And
when do they do this?
The kids have a great time. They do it on the morning of the show.
The morning of the concert.
Yeah,
okay,
so
I got
April 30th, right. Steve Lippia will do a show for the kids in the morning. So that's our next concert, last concert of the season.
Well, now, Steve Lippia is Simply Frank.
Simply Sinatra. He's a singer who has developed this show about Sinatra, and he has a 10-piece big band behind him and does a wonderful show about Sinatra. I hope everybody will come to see it. It's He just is amazing. He comes from backstage when he enters, and he starts singing before he comes on, and you'd swear it was Sinatra, I swear.
Well, I know that we're going to try and get him on the show here.
Yeah,
and,
we'll work on that.
Linda, for the last two nights, has been watching this HBO documentary about Sinatra.
Oh, yes.
It is absolutely a fabulous documentary. I'm not crazy about him. I was, iPadding during part of it. But it got my attention. It shows him, and it's kind of with the warts on and everything. From the time he was a child, from the time he was born to the time he died, and everything that was remarkable during his time on this earth.
Yeah.
And what an icon he was and what he did. And here's a kid out of New Jersey or New York in there, and comes in and he walks with presidents and kings and queens. And thinking about that.
Yeah.
And there's, Simply Sinatra. This guy, I hope, is – we're going to have him on the show. Hopefully.
Yeah, we're going to try.
Try and get him on
the show. Yeah.
And what a great act to bring here.
Yes, right. April 30th. People that – we have our new season that we're promoting right now. And if people buy our new season for $70, they'll get the Sinatra show for free. So it's a bonus show for people.
Wow,
so
okay.
If they want to join, $70 for adults, $35 for students, $175 for families. And our starting next season in October, we have four shows coming up. Cotton Wine, Kevin Johnson, who is a ventriloquist that people may have seen on America's Got Talent.
You know, I did think, I think he was.
He's very good. Does a lot of things with birds.
Okay.
He has bird characters that he talks.
And it's clean.
Very clean. Very clean comedy, yes. He's a very, very funny guy.
I know people that hire comedians once a year. And they've got, and it's a stipulation in their contract. It's got to be clean.
Yeah.
And they do. They have clean acts. They have others, and they can turn it loose. But they can come out and do an hour and a half of, you know, clean comedy.
Well, that's a nice thing about our series is that we're very family friendly. We encourage kids to come, and we have the kids show for them in the morning. So it's a very family friendly concert series. You don't have to worry about hear something kids shouldn't hear. So.
Caravan of Thieves.
Caravan of Thieves. They're a wonderful group, jazz swing band. They, but it's hard to define their music. They kind of they do a style that goes from Duke Ellington through Queen to Gershwin and Bing Crosby. So you can see the gamut they run of their music. So
that should be interesting.
It's really, really a fun group. And then our last show is called String Fever. And it's a string quartet from England, and they play on electronic instruments, electronic violin, viola, and cello.
Wow.
And they're very, very good, classically trained musicians, but they do a variety of music from
England's
Charlie
Royal
Daniels.
Royal Academy of Music.
Yes. Yeah. And they do like Charlie Daniels all the way to Vivaldi. So it's
Well, you know, you can get to see every one of these shows, including Simply Sinatra, by joining Shasta Live.
Right. By if you join by April 30th. And if you go on our website, ShastaLive.com, you can take a look at all we have to offer. They have clips of the artists so they can see what we have to offer. And they can actually join online. We have a way for them to do that. So we try to make it very easy for people to join us.
And adults are $70. Students are $35. Mm-hmm. And families are $175. Does that include like four children?
It includes two adults, either a mom and a dad or a grandmother and a grandfather. We have a lot of situations where that. And then any number of children.
Any number of children.
Love we it. Have one family that's got seven kids, so
it's
they
a good
get
night
a
for
real
them.
Bargain.
It's a good night for them,
yes.
Except they've got to get them all dressed, yeah. Get them down there, and make them be quiet.
Right.
You know what? This is a super deal here. Individual tickets
are $40 and $20.
$40 and $20. Yeah. That's $40 for adults. And students are
$20. Mm-hmm.
Check it out at CascadeTheater.org, Cascade Theater box office there.
Or ShastaLive.com.
ShastaLive.com or give a call at 243-8877. This sounds like fun. And we're, you know what, because Linda came up during that time frame, you know, in Vegas when Sinatra was there and the Rat Pack, and she and the Gold Diggers were would open up for him like this. And she just, you know, she is just, you know, she thinks that, you know, she grew up with Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. And Dean Martin was such a, you know, a consummate professional. And we heard jokes last night from the early 60s. When she was like two or three, that Dean Martin still used all the way through his career.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Sure.
Help. You know, like people waking up in the morning, he says, and they don't drink, that's as good as you're going to feel the rest of the day. And he would say that in every show. It was cool. Okay. You know what, Jane, this is cool, what you all are doing here.
Well, we enjoy doing it. We get a lot of support from the community. U.S. Bank Foundation supports our fine arts enrichment in the morning, and so Pacific Industries does also. So they are, and then we have our friends of Shasta Live who support that morning show, so the kids can come free.
That's cool. That's great. Okay. Shasta Live, you can get a hold of tickets. You can join Shasta Live for $70 per adult, $175 for a family, up to as many kids as you can possibly bring or find in the neighborhood. Students are $35. After April 30th, though, it's going to cost you $80.
That's right.
So you get a
good deal.
Get a break here. And individual tickets for these are $40 for adults, and students are $20. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets from Shasta Live. Look online with
them.
Well,
you can... If you want to get tickets, individual tickets, you'll go to the Cascade Theater box office.
Okay.
But if you want to join Shasta Live, go to ShastaLive.com.
Okay. If you have any questions, give them a call at
247-7355 is the Shasta Live number.
Oh, okay. The other one was Cascade Theater.
The Cascade Theater.
Okay,
I know
so
it's a little confusing.
247-7355
is where you'll get us, our Shasta Live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jane Whitman, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Carl.
We're going to try, like I said, to get Mr. LaPala on.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah, Lipia. Lipia? How do you pronounce
it? Steve Lipia.
Lipia. We'll try and get him on and just talk to him about how he got into this. And does he travel all over the United States doing this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's all over the world, actually.
10-piece band. 10-piece band. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some things that are going on in our city. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
But you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheek so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. Perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew. Coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. The time is 7:48 in the morning here, April the 7th. 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Possible thunderstorms, possible hail. coming through today. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this part of the show, this segment of the show, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yes, yes. Leonard and his associates, if you're looking for the right stuff, there's where to go. State jewelry, any type of jewelry. He's always got something on sale, even if it doesn't say that. There's something there. You need to talk to Leonard or any of his girls that work in there. They're all there. Top-notch jewelers. And if you have a watch that needs to be repaired, just take it straight to Four Winds Jewelry. The only trained watch repairman in all of the area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Can't say enough about it. Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You know, I got a call from him. He said, well, I was saying 9 to 4:30. No, 9:30 to 4. So, well, he's right. I mean, people come in early and then they're upset. So, been in business a long time. Leonard's a great guy. All right, let's talk about a couple of things here. You know, I only know, I love what Will Rogers said, used to say. The only thing I know are things I read in the paper.
Well, I thought it was the part about nobody's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session.
He also said, when I make a joke, people laugh. When Congress makes a joke, it becomes a law. Questions surround business district vote. If you remember a few weeks ago, Kristen Schrader stood up, well, figuratively stood up, really she sat there, and said that the DRBA, the Downtown Reading Business Association, was not being clear. They were not being transparent. She actually had three complaints out of 300 businesses. Okay. All those were important, as the vice president of DRBA said. But, you know, those are three. And we have this and this. She said, well, when we had our meeting, and I saw the questions they asked. It was pretty extensive. You only gave me one document. Well, according to DRBA, that's absolutely untrue. They gave her tons of documents. They had them being covered. She and this is – I wasn't listening real close because I'm sitting there and when Kristen took off. But she also, according to other people, is that she said that the money was spent capriciously without being recorded how the money was being spent. Wasn't clear. Well, that, of course, was totally untrue. And Ms. Schrader, if she wants to come here and sit right in front of me and show me how that was happened, I'd be glad to sit here and let her and Vince Stevenson discuss that. But even their own representative from the city who goes to the meetings, said that's not true. He didn't stand up and say it right then, but he did say it the next day. Because he was shocked, too, when she said, I'm giving them 180 days, and we're going to do away with the Downtown Reading Business Association and bring it back and put up, you know, request for proposals out of the blue. And they're not following the Brown Act. And as Missy MacArthur, God bless Missy, she's she says, I didn't know they were supposed to be under the Brown Act. We, you know, the people in the DRBA, and let me say this, is that I was asked to join the DRBA several months ago, 4 or 5 months ago. I didn't know we were supposed to be in the Brown Act. Nobody knew we were supposed to be in the Brown Act. Nobody said – the guy who's a liaison to us didn't know we were supposed to be in the Brown Act. As we find out, we're supposed to be in the Brown Act, which means then you have to do certain things. And this transparency, they said, well, you weren't doing this and this, comes from the Brown Act that nobody knew we were under. So, okay. Instead of saying, hey, look, I'm going to give you 30 days, which is in the contract, by the way, and which Mr. Duvernay did not know there was a contract between the DRBA and the city. But must be minor foible, said that you can give them 30 days to fix anything that you mentioned, like this. Or you can just say 180 days, hey, look, we want to just change the which direction we're going is to put out an RFP. Fine, either way, one or the other. But Ms. Schrader pointed out all these things that were wrong. And instead of saying you've got 30 days, DRBA, to fix this, or you're out of here, she chose instead to say, okay, the 180 days. We're going to, okay, 180 days from now, we're going to put out, 6 months from now, we're going to put out a RFP. Well, after that, the DRBA, because they were not allowed, and this is the part, all of this was done after they allowed public comment. All this was said, and after that, you cannot stand up and say, wait a minute, that's not what happened. Because the public comment section is over. So if you can't say anything, you just kind of sit there and let them pound on you or say things that are just patently untrue, and you can't say anything about it. It's just because – and I'll tell you why in a minute. So – and that was on a Tuesday. Well, the following, not the following, but the week after that, the DRBA met and said, look, we need not counsel, but just some advice. And this was told to the assistant city manager and the representative, Steve, from the city. There's no – just not legal counsel. There's a difference between obtaining legal counsel and just getting somebody to tell us what exactly does this mean. Well, the choice made was to bring on Walt McNeil. And Walt took a look at it and said, well, look, he said, I tell you what, he says, they're moving just way too fast on this. And there's a lot of, there's other precedents that say, you know, that this isn't right. And so that day, that evening in the meeting, Walt McNeil handed a document with two, previous, I guess they call them, other law parts of the law that had been, decided on before precedents, and that, they were moving too fast. Well, when he delivered that to him, and it was 15 pages, one page of what he was talking about, and the other two were just cases, it offended the Imperial City Council. And so what they did was when Francie started to talk about how we were trying to work with the DRB, and now you're suing the city, which is absolutely untrue. Untrue, Francie. Nobody said anything about suing the city. I don't want to sue the city. Vint doesn't want to sue the city. Nobody wants to sue the city. It was the fact is that these things are going on, and we just wanted, you know, why we wanted to work with you and work with Viva Downtown. And there have been meetings to do that, to try and coalesce all this together, since this seems to be the direction that Kristen was pushing in. But when Mr. McNeil tried to, you know, just, hey, wait a minute, that's not what we want, Francie points at him and says, the public comment section is over. You are not recognized, or words to that effect. At which time, Mr. McNeil sat down. Said, okay. And this, I guess, and then since then, and they said, okay, we're not even going to vote on anything because now it's a mess and that, and blah, blah, blah. So instead of sitting down and working this out, as Viva and DRBA has, and they have worked out how to work together, how to make sure we can move forward with all this so that the downtown section continues to go on, the city has decided, the city council, the Imperial City Council, has decided we're going to do away with the business district down here. They're going to do away with the downtown Reading Business Improvement District. So that way, all of this, all these questions, these questions go away. We're just going to do away with it, totally, which means you do away with the money, the fees, which comes out to like $30,000 a year, a huge amount of money, as we know in this group. This money is used to help do things like clean up the downtown, provides bikes for officers, for the bike patrol. It supports the Christmas parade. Anything that supports, you know, it advertises, it talks, you know, about for downtown groups. And it shares these funds with Viva Downtown on many occasions. So now they're going to vote tonight to do away with that. This follows the other types of votes they've had to move the public comment section to the end of the city council. This goes along with doing away with the Reading Electric Utility Commission's committee that was there just to find out what's going on and to be kind of like an overseer of that. They didn't like that idea, so they did away with that. And now, instead of working with the Downtown Reading Business Association and seeing how this can work, they are voting to do away with that. Am I seeing, you know, this is a group of people, and I'll say it, Francie and Brent and Kristen, you voted, you ran on the purpose of bringing everybody together, to everybody going in the same direction. Is this the way you're doing this, by doing away with every group? Let me stand up and just say, hey, look, have you looked at it like this? You just vote to just push them away? Do you vote to end their existence? Is this what's going on? Or is it just select ones? No, I'm just wondering. It might be something everybody might want to ask them when you see them. Is how come you're doing away with the public comment, or you're pushing it to the rear end of it, of the meetings? How come you did away with the commission? Now you're doing away with the DRBA. What else can they do away with? That would be the ones that are kind of like oversight or talking to them. What?
To further isolate themselves?
Well, it's. I'm thinking that's what's happening, you know, and then they're getting into this deeper and deeper. I mean, I don't see anything happening here. except they're doing away with things instead of taking the, you know, steps forward in other directions. Instead of letting it happen and being there and encouraging, putting one of their people there to encourage all this happen and work out, it's not happening. They're meeting tonight, City Hall. They're going to vote to do away with the bid. And by the way, when did that come up and did they vote in a closed session about this? There's a question you might want to ask somebody on the council. Anyway, we're going to be right back after these messages. We've got Cameron Gamble with us. We're going to be talking about sex trafficking here in the North State. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul about to become the second major GOP presidential candidate to officially launch a bid for the White House.
The announcement will come at the Galt House Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. The Paul campaign says it expects well over 1,000 supporters to be on hand for the announcement. In a pre-announcement video, Senator Paul presented himself, quoting here, as a different kind of Republican who will take on Washington. Senator Paul's announcement follows a similar one last month from Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, whose bid was an effort to rally religious conservatives. Paul is expected to make the case that he has cross-party appeal. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Obama today, as he does every year at this time, reflecting on Easter in his own Christian faith during a prayer breakfast with pastors and church leaders.
With humility and with awe, we give thanks to the extraordinary sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Reflect on the brutal pain that he suffered, the scorn that he absorbed, the sins that he bore.
The president has held the event every year to reflect on Holy Week and Easter. An Iraqi official says forensic fiends liberated city of Tikrit have started exhuming bodies from a mass grave believed to contain hundreds of soldiers killed by Islamic State terrorists just last year. Iranian state television reporting that the chief of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard has offered his support to Iranian nuclear negotiators. The reported comments come as some 200 hardliners protested today against the framework deal struck last week between Iran and six world powers. The Revolutionary Guard is the single most powerful institution in Iran and exerts a strong behind-the-scenes role in all Iranian affairs. On Wall Street, the Dow's doing well and early trading up right now almost 90 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I love coming to Mathnasium.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense to kids. Your child will leap ahead, whether starting out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. Now enrolling for summer and year-round. Call now for a free parent pack. 844-799-4999. 844-799-4999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child. 844-799-4999.
Police say seven children and one adult, all related, have been found dead in Princess Anne, Maryland. Bonnie Edwards, whose son and the seven grandchildren were found in that home, says her son tried to raise the children by himself under hard conditions.
You couldn't ask for a young man to take care of his kids. He done had his kids 3 years by himself. And you couldn't ask for a loving, caring, more father than my son.
The family may have died from carbon monoxide poisoning after the adult victim's electricity was turned off, and he tried to heat the home using another source, maybe an indoor generator. An unusually cold spring storm set to drop some snow on Northern California's barren mountains. It will not do much to ease the drought there, though. National Weather Service forecaster Charles Bell says it should be a wet storm with some powerful wind.
Any rainfall we get is certainly beneficial, and it's a positive. We are seeing, you know, extraordinary drought across the entire region, so this will only make a very, very small impact, but any rainfall we do get will be greatly appreciated.
This is SRN News. Forgetting to pick up that loose change at airport checkpoints starting to add up.
The TSA reports it collected nearly $648,000 in unretrieved loose change at security checkpoints last year, $36,000 more than the year before, and $250,000 more than 2008 figures. Under existing law, the TSA can keep any unclaimed money to spend as it sees fit. Some in Congress have proposed it be transferred to service organizations that support the military and their families.
That is SRN's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. Drought conditions expanding across a large section of the U.S., all the way from California to the Great Plains. University of Nebraska monitors say that the area covered by moderate drought or worse expanded by nearly 5% to 36.8% last month. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well today. It is 8:05 in the morning here on April the 7th. We're looking at a great day today if you really like rain, Bad Bob.
Absolutely, Carl. We're looking for showers and thunderstorms today. And we could actually see some hail out of a couple of these storms as they pass through. Right now, lots of rain showing on the radar. Heavy south of Red Bluff up here. We've got just sort of a wet and rain, as farmers like to call it. But we've got some wind with it also. Gusts as high as 28 miles an hour. Thunderstorms and showers tonight. And that will taper off, be partly sunny for the middle of the week, and then as we head into the weekend, possibility of more rain. And right now in Reading, we do have 44 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793 with senior and veterans discounts. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. You know, on a day like this, that you want to have your house warm, and you haven't probably used your heater a lot this winter. I use the term winter, you know, casually, you know, maybe tongue in cheek, but you got to start getting ready for the fire season in the summer. The things about having an air conditioner that you can count on is that when there's smoke in the air, it can help filter that out if your filters are clean and if it's working right. And that's what Alliance Heating and Air can do. They can offer warranties or guarantees. They can work. If there's an emergency, they're there, treating you like family 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Any type of heating and cooling systems right here. It's a veteran-owned business. They guarantee their work. You can't beat Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay. Bob, check our business line, see if there's any messages. We're talking here about in the chat room. I want to talk to the chat room just a little bit. We're discussing the military and the different types of things that are happening. We were talking about how they're changing the pay and the retirement in the military. And one of the people said, "I support changing military retirement to a 401c type instead of a retirement at 20, at least partial. Many officers and staff NCOs would be better off getting out at 14, 16, or 18 and being in the active or active reserve." Possibly. Passed over lieutenant and lieutenant commander, captain, or major hanging on for 20 is not often very motivated or effective. That could be. Let's talk about that. First of all, a lieutenant or a captain, a lieutenant in the Navy and the captain, both of them all threes, they get passed over for major. They are forced out of the military right then. They get two looks at promotion, and then they're passed over. It's true. If majors, at least this is the way it used to be, if a major's in and he's got 16, 17 years at that point, and he gets passed over twice, it means he's usually got like 2 years left, and they will keep him for the other 2 years. That's changing too.
under the sequestration, and they're, you know, cutting back on all these forces. They're starting to push those people out. Yeah, and then they get their 20 years, and they can go out and they get jobs. The other point that was being put on, was being said, is too many officers take off 2 years to get a master's degree. Some take off 4 years to get two. For example, Congressman Martha McSally, retired U.S. Air Force colonel, they'd be better off doing exchange tours with other services or with our allies. Well, that's true, Ungor, to a point. The thing is you've got to be able to compete and compare. A lot of these things, when you go on to get your master's in a specific field, that's the specific field they're in. It's higher education so they can do their job better, so they can then go on and move up. And, it, you know, like in other words, we're sending young captains to Monterey to get their master's in computer science and communications. Why are we doing this? It's so they can have the latest technology and they can rebuild or build the communications and computer systems, since they've taken such a big part in our defense system. So we send them there. They owe the Marine Corps 4 years after that, where we put them into billets as soon as they graduate, where they can use what they learned. We've put them into the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab. We've put them into think tanks so that they can use what they learned. Now, you look at something like strategic intelligence. You can get a master's of science in strategic intelligence, which puts you in a learning atmosphere for 9 months. And this was 9 months for the Marine Corps, at the Defense Intelligence University. You meet with people from all different – you work with different services, and you get a really good background, a good base of intelligence and the different aspects and different areas of the world. And you can then focus on that, and you can work your thesis on those. Or you can write several papers. What it does, though, is it enhances the knowledge that you have to take back out into the fleet and fight a war. Now, they still do exchange programs. There's not as many as you think, probably, as there used to be. But there's still exchange programs that we put people out on. The question, why did they have to take off 2 years off to get a degree? They don't necessarily always do that. The ones that I know about were a one-year degree where they go to a classes for 9 months, and they give them the other 3 months to come up with their thesis. The Marine Corps didn't always do that. And the reason they do that is that it takes the 9 months, or they take the classes it takes to get there, to build their thesis on, and then they give them 3 or 4 months to write their thesis because they're there next to or near the research facilities. Because once they leave the college, university that they're at, the chances of having the stacks there or the books or the research papers and be able to do all the research and write it while you go back to the fleet become, I shouldn't say non-existent, but it becomes very, very difficult because you're doing your job that takes you 10, 12, 14 hours a day. Then you have to turn around and try and write a thesis and then be sending it in. And you can do it. It's online. But if it's classified, which a lot of these are, you've got to get and send it across, you know, the military lines into the universe, try and work that. It's very difficult for that to happen. So they take a year, sometimes 2 years. Now, the Navy Postgraduate School in Monterey and goes there, and they can put people there for a couple of years, but it's an assignment. And they're there. That's what they do for 2 years, and we just talked about that. They can get it's a language institute. Sometimes they'll stay 2 years. To learn a new language and become a master's in that so that they become translators, or they can work in the intercepts and for signals intelligence, or just and use them in different intelligence fields or just in the field. And I already talked about at Monterey they have the communications and the computers. But they owe the Marine Corps or the Navy or the Army, whatever it is, years after that. So higher education in the military is not a bad thing. I haven't known anybody that they did it to avoid going to the fleet. Most everybody was selected to do this to bring them up to the next step, so they can use, you know, so you can take that next step and have more knowledge in the jobs you're taking and be able to do your job better. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Join us as we celebrate 20 years of World Service with Simpson University on Thursday, April 16th at the World Serve Student Scholarship Spring Banquet. Come hear our fantastic Simpson Chorale, share a delicious meal with friends, and enjoy a program that includes a keynote speaker, students, and alumni. It will be an evening to remember. Get your tickets today as seating is limited. Purchase tickets online at simpsonu.edu/springbanquet or call Diane Mueller at 530-226-4524.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR, 1460. The time is 8:19 in the morning here on April the 7th. 45 degrees out there, rain all day. Going to have a rain, more rain, thunderstorms.
Hey-o. Not enough rain.
Not enough rain, just enough. Just enough to get you wet. And then tonight, more rain. Tomorrow, starts to clear up. Thursday and Friday should be okay. And maybe some more coming in this weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his crew over there pride themselves on everything they can do to help the shooter. They've got the long gun or pistol that you're looking for. There's always sales going on. And there are two gunsmiths, and one of whom is John Bastiani, can fix or repair or just sweeten up any firearm you have. They're great on customer service. They believe in customer service. They're locally owned, locally operated. They go against the big stores, and they're doing a great job. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, this is their sixth year in business. Imagine that, starting a gun store in the worst recession that we've been facing since the Depression, and they're still here slugging it away, doing great at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. All right. Let's go to the Iranian deal. You know, I talked a little bit about, you know, you just know that it makes the Israelis feel warm and fuzzy, that the Iranians refuse to even recognize Israel as having a right to survive, and that the president says, well, we'll take care of them. All right, now, I'm going to probably offend some people here when I say this, is that the Obama administration has put together some kind of accord here that, depending on who you're talking to or listening to, which talking heads you listen to, is the worst thing that could ever happen, that we're allowing them to build nuclear weapons, have a 10-year, give them a 10-year research and development effort, an R&D element, to make a nuke. Because we haven't said anything about dropping the number of their centrifuges or anything. And that the first thing they're going to do is blow Israel off the map. If you listen to the other side's talking heads, it's the biggest thing for peace since they signed the peace agreement back in the 70s. That this is the first step, that there's going to be looking at this, supervision of this, making sure that the Iranians are doing what they're supposed to do, that it's not going for nuclear weapons, and they can be checked at any time, and it's the first step forward in this accord. Now,
this thing has loopholes. There's inside loopholes.
It does. But how do you let this thing go forward? Or is this something that we should, as a nation, take a look at, you know, make sure that this accord, that they're going to stop, working on the nuclear stuff. They still have centrifuges, which I'm not sure why you need 6,000 of them. Should we let this move forward and see how it happens, but verify? Roosevelt, trust but verify, right? So you put people there everywhere. Now,
that was steady.
The question is, who's going to do the verification? It's the UN. It's their atomic, their commissioner for the UN. They've used them before, when it came to Saddam Hussein, when they were going to be there to verify that he wasn't doing this, chemical weapons or whatever they were doing. And we found out that they could be bought off. They were kept pushing, oil to the Russians and all this. And when it comes right down to it, before you can take any type of action against the Iranians, it's got to go through the Security Council, and the Iranians or the Russians or the Chinese could veto it. And if that's the case, then what good is having where do your sanctions come from after that? Now, the big five in Europe are making these decisions. In Israel, I can kind of understand is going, excuse me, we're sitting here in the middle of no man's land. You guys are just starting to feel the tip of the sword in your countries here with the attacks and the terrorist acts there. We're living with this every day. So what's the bottom line on this?
Well, I think it was Reagan said, trust but verify. Teddy Roosevelt, of course, said, speak softly and carry a big stick. And if we want to make this deal, fine, but have a nice big stick handy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is,
because they don't respect anything else.
Do we just not try it? Or do we actually say, you know what? There's at some point you have to trust the government. Is this it? And that leads to other things. How much do you trust your government? Is this going to have an impact 10 years down the road that we've got to look at, all of a sudden there's a rocket heading into Israel, or even worse, there is a sloppy nuclear atomic weapon that's in the back of a van that drives into D.C. and goes off? Is that it? This is a very dangerous time we have out there. So the question is, we need to keep moving forward on peace accords. You can't just keep playing whack-a-mole with our forces. because you know that there's a certain time when you're when the forces are being drawn down like Obama is, and you've got the sequestration, so they're cutting their pay, which they're doing, by the way. Now they're looking at changing the way that they can that they can be retired, or they have to start paying for their medical care. You know, at some point, my friends, you're going to have, and this is one. This guy goes, "Oh, now you're calling for the draft back." There's at some point, with all of this going on, and I'm moving from the Iranian nuclear deal to our military, that there's not going to be enough bodies out there to try and do all this stuff.
You don't need full-on fissile material to make a mess. Look at that region around Fukushima will be uninhabitable for 100 years.
Very true. And so what you have here is, again, going back to nuclear accords, you can't keep playing whack-a-mole. You've got to go out and do diplomacy. And also the same thing is, oh, you're talking about giving them jobs. Well, you know what? They've got a very high rate of young men and women that graduate from the colleges because guess what? It's all paid for by the state. They have no jobs. So what do they get into? As we found out in Iraq, when you did away with their army, they all turned to the guys that were paying them, Al-Qaeda, and became really effective fighters in some areas. So what do we have to do is you've got to look at it. You've got to take this as part diplomacy, part military. The question is, Republicans, then, is now it's you, if you're against it, come up with something that fits into this, dovetails into this, that everybody can be, you know, at least move forward on it. Because just ignoring it is just going to get worse, because ignoring it isn't going to work. As somebody just said, here what? They can just, Iranians can always move their centrifuges into North Korea and ship them oil to run them. That's true. They could do that. There could be other things, too. The Soviets have offered to give them a reactor if they need that for power. Why would they need it for power since they've got all the oil in the world? Because that oil is going away. All right. But going back into the military is we're on that verge right now of having the military start to come apart. Most of the military, and it was a big survey. And you can say, well, it wasn't done correctly, but they just put it out to everybody and said, here, what do you think about the leadership that we have in Congress and the president? And for the first time, the military believes their lives are worse, that their quality of life is worse, and they don't trust their leaders. Very interesting on that. And now we're talking about we're keeping troops in Afghanistan. We're putting more troops back into Iraq. And if you don't think that's true, take a look at the movements of our forces. When we're moving not into Iraq, but we're moving aviation commands into Kuwait right next to Iraq. Or we're moving them into Saudi Arabia. So they're there and available. They're still moving. They're moving to the Middle East. They're still getting into harm's way at some point. All this is happening at the same time they're talking about these drastic changes, including bringing women into the special forces. You know, the military feels like it's under attack right now.
And we're leaving ourselves. I mean, look at the situation we were in prior to World War II, how, you know, we had three carriers. We had forces who were woefully unprepared, and we got caught with our britches down. And the powers that be just say, oh, no, that can't happen again. Really? No. Unless we're willing to go nuke?
Well, I think that it can happen again. And then we get into – I'm going to talk about the borders. You know, you got to keep – you know, with all the stuff that's going on, how many people move across that border at will, you know, at will, our southern border? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460, if you've got something stuck in your craw, give me a call.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all-new Sorentos, Optimus, Sportage, Ridges, Fortes, and Rios, too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Under the bridge to that little girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. 8:32 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Raining today, tonight, and maybe tomorrow. Clearing up for the weekend, it looks like. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway right there. Best haircuts in town. Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for veterans and seniors. Veteran-owned store right there. Veteran-owned shop. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Just walk on in and you feel great. Everybody knows your name there. And if they don't, you kind of feel like they know your name. You know, I'm seeing headlines and stuff like...
I was just there, in fact.
You were just there? I know that. I'm seeing Sears where Chuck Schumer is throwing his weight behind legislation if Congress power to reject a deal with Iran. Chuck Schumer's doing that.
Chucky's doing this.
Well, you know, Chucky's
been
looking,
the biggest fanboy of Obama ever.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of interesting when you start seeing things like that. He said that he's strongly endorsing passage of a law opposed by President Barack Obama that would give Congress an avenue to reject the White House brokered framework unveiled last week. And it illustrates the enormity of a task ahead for Obama and his team. While there's no guarantee the Congress would ultimately reject an agreement, there's an increasingly bipartisan consensus that Congress should at least have ability to do so. And I think that's true. He cannot just sign a treaty. And, you know, and everybody goes after this guy Cotton, who writes this letter signed by 47 senators that says, you know what, this, you know, he writes it to the Iranians. And he says, in case you don't understand this, this has got to be endorsed by the Senate. By Congress here, or it's just not worth the paper it's written on. Well, Schumer's saying the same thing. And yet you don't see the people that are going after him. He says this is a very serious issue that deserves careful consideration. I expect to have a classified briefing in the near future. I strongly believe Congress should have the right to disapprove any agreement, and I support the Corker bill, which would allow that to occur. So he signed on this a couple of weeks ago. You know, they're looking – Harry Reid is pushing Chuck Schumer to be his replacement. Let's talk about Harry Reid. You know, the best thing about Harry Reid. Did you say the latest now? Okay, this is the latest about what happened to Harry Reid. You know, Harry Reid got beat up. I mean, not beat up. He shows up with his right eye damaged. And that, you know, he said – and there's different stories – that he was working out with his exercise equipment. And, you know, a rubber band, I guess it's something, you put the band against the wall.
Elastic
bands. Yeah. It broke. He fell into his computer equipment. No, he fell into his cabinet. No, he fell into this. Or he smashed into the wall. And this is what happened to him. And so nobody believes that. Mm-hmm. But that's his story and he's sticking to it. Now, the Capitol Police, who are with him as his bodyguards, are being questioned. What happened? And they're backing off. Well, you know, they don't want to say what happened that night or that day. Well, now it's starting. Here's the latest. You want the latest rumor on Harry Reid? I like this one better, frankly. His brother, Harry Reid's brother, is a, from what I understand, according to this this report, is an alcoholic. And has problems, and he shows up at a meeting that day that says that he had gotten into a fight with a family member and he had blood all over him, and they were rolling around on the floor and kicking and punching each other.
And Harry's how old?
And his brother's 73. So I mean, does that tell you something? And his brother has He's been arrested for several times for assault on a police officer, and so it's you know, his 73-year-old brother has been arrested and charged with driving drunk and hitting a police officer, and he was also arrested for DUI about 12:40 p.m. between Boulder City and Searchlight in Nevada. He was also charged with battery of a police officer driving across a median. This is Harry Reid's brother, Larry and Harry. Resisting arrest, not wearing a seatbelt, and possession of a gun while under the influence of alcohol. He said he saw it in a dirt medium with the engine still running, patrol spokesman said. And they confirmed that Larry Reid is the Democrat's brother, saying only it is a private matter. They're not immediately. Meanwhile, his older brother recently suffered an accident while exercising, said in a video message last week, he will not seek re-election. Anyway, so now Larry Reid is now a prime suspect in the beatdown of his brother.
He can't make it.
Yeah, this guy is in a. This guy is at a New Year's Eve at an alcoholic anonymous meeting, and they have him on these. And sometime between 10 o'clock and 11:30, a man entered the meeting. His appearance was striking. There was blood on his clothing, beginning around his midsection. His left hand was swollen. He appeared to be somewhat intoxicated and was visibly agitated. He introduced himself as Larry. He said that he just had a fight with his family member. He'd been at a family get-together. He didn't remember much about it because he got blacked out when he came to. He was rolling around on the ground fighting with a family member, and his clothes were bloody. Now he was frightened that the Secret Service would come after him.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, this is also just came out, too, is that Hillary assaulted President Clinton.
Oh, but yeah. When she wanged him with the ashtray?
I thought she hit him with a book, and it brought blood. Knowing guys that have flown the presidents on Air Force One. And because they flew with presidents, they knew the Secret Service really well. They said there were times during the Clinton presidency the Secret Service almost went into their living quarters because of the screaming, the yelling, the things breaking, that they thought they might have to go in and protect the president. You know, I don't know if any of this – you know, all of this – you know, you can't tell if this is true or not. But, you know, gosh, I was exercising and fell into the wall and damaged myself this bad. I mean, does that happen? But of course, he's an older guy. He may have lost his balance and just gone head first into the wall and happened.
They get a free pass.
They get a free pass. Why not? We all do. Yeah. We all do. I mean, if you know, I've had I had a friend come in after a party one time in the Marine Corps, and his, you know, he'd taken four stitches in his eye, above his eye, because he'd coming down the stairs and kind of lost his balance there and smacked into the edge of the wall, which split his eye, you know, split his, you know, his above his eye open. And he came in to talk to me about this other officer that was there. He was concerned about his drinking. And I just looked at him, and he goes, "Well, what?" And this guy was senior to me. And I said, "Well, sir," I said, "you're sitting here talking about another senior officer to me that's concerned about the drink, and you're sitting here with your head all bandaged up from falling down the stairs and smacking your head." He goes, "It was different." It's different. Maybe it is.
Oh, life at the top, yes.
Yeah, now Carly Farina's calling out Governor Brown. Good morning, Angel. And chain controls in effect. Snow chains are up here in the mountains. Look at this. It's looking good, buddy.
It's not enough late in the game, but every little bit is going to help. If the lake came up 4 or 5 feet between now and the end of the month, it would make my life so much easier because we're going to be up there end of this month up on Shasta with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And it's highly useful when the bottom of the lake is not above the top of the lake. It's not above the surface.
Well, here's the thing. Despite the fact that California suffered from droughts for millennia, liberal environmentalists have prevented the building of a single new reservoir. Let me ask a question. Okay, so say we've had 3 or 4 more reservoirs. If there's no rain, but it still means that those places have been built, at least they've been holding the water. Yeah. So even though if there's not rain, there would still be more water available.
They'd just give it to the fish.
And everybody says, well, you know, if it doesn't rain, it doesn't do us any good. Well, if you had the Sykes Reservoir and you had another one out there holding the water, even when you didn't get the rain you did get, at least you'd have that available.
It's called a savings account.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, you know. So it makes sense to me. When the Auburn Dam was canceled, there was the end of dam building in California. The environmentalists will never allow another. Well, the Sykes Reservoir they're getting ready to build, is that a dam? Or is that just, I don't think that's a dam. That's just something they're talking about. They build an area there and the water flows into it. Well, they've got to have a place for it to leave, so it's got to be managed. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be managed. So, I mean, it's got to be, you got to let the water out at certain times. So there's got to be some kind of man-made, you know, structure there.
What astounds me is why can't we borrow the Navy designs for small, efficient, military-grade reactors and use those to power desalinization plants and take advantage of the Pacific Ocean?
Take advantage of technology that is very available in the Middle East and in Israel. They do this. Why not use a small nuclear reactor, say the size that's on a ship?
Yeah.
And just stick it in there. Because how big is you've been on the – have you been on nuke ships before?
I spent 4 years on the Enterprise. I never went down into the nuke spaces.
I'm just wondering. It can only be so big.
Reactors. Yeah. So you figure that the units are not particularly large.
No, they're not.
I recall seeing the reactor vessel on a nuclear submarine is about the size, if you look at the schematics, is about the size of a couple of SUVs back to back. It's the closest size analogy I can come up with.
And not only that, but they've had a great safety record.
Oh, yes.
They've been on ships and in combat for decades.
Yeah.
And there's not been one accident, you know, of a nuclear discharge like that that's killed anybody.
Yeah.
On the ship. So, I mean, that's a great safety record. So why not be able to put a couple of those into a plant on the coast and start doing the desalination of water to start making fresh water? We talked about this yesterday a little bit, that it's going to be expensive to do that, more expensive than just water, just getting regular water.
Yeah.
And have we reached that time yet when water is so scarce that it's, you know, it's like oil, like going to the oil sands where, okay, it's oil is worth this much, we can now make oil. So is it water going to cost this much that now we can start putting these plants up and taking the salt out?
Once you've built the plant, it's good for 50 years or so. The payback eventually comes.
Okay, but let's just say a gallon of water then coming out of this plant is, let's say, a dime, all right? And a gallon of water that comes to your house naturally is a nickel.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm using this. You know, of course, it's all tenths of cents and all this, but okay, so it's 5 cents your house is natural. It's 10 cents with the plant. But as water gets short, and that cost of that water, your natural water goes up to a dime. Then the desalination plants make sense. And then as there's less water in natural environments, goes up to 12 cents. Now you're making money on the plant. until the year you have, or two, 3 years in a row, where you have lots of water. You know, all the rainfall comes, and now water goes back down to 2 cents a gallon natural. And the desalination plants are still a dime a gallon. What do you do then?
Well, the thing about a plant like that, of course, is that you can idle it for an indefinite period of time and then bring it back up as necessary. And there's new technologies like thorium salt reactors that don't require uranium. They just generate a fair amount of heat over a long period of time at low pressures, and it's a promising technology. But, of course, the pressure isn't there to look at promising technologies because we put all our eggs into Chinese-made solar cells, which it costs something to make the solar cell. Hello?
Yeah. Angel, give us a call. Talk to us. Let's talk about this. And Onion Grower, we've never called in Onion Grower. Why don't you call in? Let's talk about what's happening to the farmers, and that they're being made into the bad guys here. Even though Brown is trying to save them, they're going to be throwing the farmers under the bus instead of keeping the water upstream. Instead of going after, we talked about the golf courses yesterday, 837 of them or something like that in the state of California. It doesn't seem like that's enough. Does that seem like enough? 837. Seem like it'd be more. Anyway, but of those, a third of them use reclaimed water. What do the others use then? That means two-thirds don't use reclaimed water. And is a golf course more important than, say, drinking water at your house? Is it more important watering a golf course than it is watering plants, or not plants, but crops?
Yeah.
I mean, how many gallons a year are used? And what about the thousands of gallons that we just lost here in Redding? They don't know where it went to.
Yeah,
you know those. These are thousands of gallons have just disappeared. Do we know where it went to? And we're telling our citizens to, don't take a long shower. We're going to
water your lawn on the wrong day. We're going to hit you for.
We're going to hit you with
bucks,
a fine or something like this. But which they haven't done yet in the city of Redding. Hopefully, we'll show common sense in those areas. But what happens to that water there? I mean, and they're saying, well, it's only like it's less than 15%, which is a 15% loss is okay. Is it? Is it? I mean, that's thousands of gallons. They don't even know where it went to. Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing under ground. Into the blue again. After the money's gone. Once in a lifetime. Water flowing under ground.
Peter Pan live at the Cascade Theatre. Join Peter, Wendy, Michael, and John in the high-flying, timeless Broadway musical that will whisk you away to a place where dreams are born and no one ever grows up. Perfect family show for the child in all of us. Peter Pan will have you soaring high on a wild adventure to Neverland. Come fly with us to the Cascade Theatre and experience this classic tale, Peter Pan. Purchase tickets now at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheatre.org.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's our last segment here. Time is 8:49 in the morning. 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Phone lines here 605-4567, but you all know that because they are filled up right now. Let's go to Donna. Donna, good morning.
Yes, I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Not much better.
I'm sorry. I've got it turned up as much as I can.
Pull the string tighter.
Well, I had a question. I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, but I watched the city council meeting on Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
And I noticed they're cutting it off when they leave for their closed session. And I was wondering, isn't anybody staying around for the end to ask questions anymore? Or are they just choosing not to show us what goes on after the closed session?
I don't think they come back out after the closed session. I think that's it.
Well, the public comment was moved to the back of the meeting, right?
Right, but I think they do the closed comment. I mean, they do the public comments, and then they, when they're finished, they go into closed session after the meeting. That's how it works.
Yeah, okay. I just thought they were not showing us the full meeting, so I was just curious about that.
I'll check on it and see. I haven't looked at one of those lately, but the city council is working their way through to, you know, maybe that's the next thing, is they're going to just say, hey, we don't really need to we don't really need to put this on the air. So you don't...
Oh, you mean like the Board of
Supervisors?
Supervisors did.
You don't need to see this stuff, Donna.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. I live in Reading.
Thanks a lot, Donna.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
You sound like are you out walking? Because you sound like you're underwater here.
Well, it is raining out. Glad to see it, actually. But I just wanted to call in. It just struck me this morning when it was raining that our governor cut us back by 25%, and I just noticed coming back through all that I read that the pitting against the ag with a lot of the articles that are coming out, the ag community and farmers, that you know, they're pitting the residents who apparently use only 20% of the water against the farmers of California who use 80% of the water, and they have... It's just so wrong when it really is the environmentalist's fault. And I think Carly Fiorina, she exposed that, saying it's not about the farmers and it's not about the residents, it's about the environmentalists in California. Right. That's basically what I called the talk about, is that, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, they want to make the issue between the farmers. And it's not about the farmers. It's about the policies that we've had in California over the last 10 years, 20 years.
Well, I agree.
Where do these people think the food comes from?
80%.
Exactly.
You know, and here's the thing about Brown, and I applaud him for it. He says, we're not touching the farmers. They've already lost money on it. And, they've lost their water or lost parts of their water. And you're absolutely right. They're talking about, and down in L.A., up in the richer areas, and this is the rich areas up there, not especially in the towns, they're using 300 gallons per person a day when it's supposed to be around like 70 at the most. So now they're, you know, so they're crying about that. I just see here is the Nature Conservancy says a properly managed forest uses 25% less water. In other words, clear out all that undergrowth. And it, you know, so you have less fires and it uses less water. You know, the fact that we don't have reservoirs that lets, like, what did they say, 70% of the water when it hits the ground works its way back to the ocean instead of being saved.
Well, that's exactly right. And the funny thing is that we have been cut back here, mandatory cutbacks for, in my water district, and I know Bella Vista was cut back. So we've been cut back, and we have been actually conserving. And does that mean that we're cut back even 25% more than that when you've got people down in Los Angeles and Sacramento? I mean, my kids have water on, they were saying, every day for 4 or 5 minutes for each station, and they have, what, 8 stations or something like that. And I just went, holy cow, no wonder you have green lawns. And they have to cut back 25%. I said, compared to mine, I said, you would have to cut back almost 70%. And that to me is that you haven't been, they haven't really been experiencing a cutback. But no. Now they're getting heavily fined, and so they absolutely are going to be cutting. But they haven't really experienced it, and we're up near the water, and we have been cut back more.
Yeah, our city council has been proactive, in the, and also the county been proactive in cutting back on water. And I, you know what the thing about it is I understand that, but it's got to be, it's one of these things we all need to bleed here. And if they're not bleeding down there, how can they even say that what we're doing, you know, that it's, you can keep your own area watertight, you know, ship shape, doing the right thing, but you've got the major part of the people using, not doing it, then we have just kind of lost that one. So anyway,
well, what do you think about this? What do you think about Nestle, the Nestle company down there, where they're sucking water out of the aquifers to the tune of something like 80 million gallons, and they're getting protested and selling that water back to us? Why don't they just go drain some other state for a while?
That's a good idea. Yeah. Hey, look, you vampires, go someplace else. You know, the thing about that is, and you're absolutely right, is that once you start sucking the aquifer down, it only comes back at 25%. There's a beautiful book written called Cadillac Desert, and it's written by an environmentalist. But what he says in this, and he's no longer with us, but what he says in this is absolutely true. We live in California. It's a semi-arid area. It's like a desert. And yet we are pouring thousands and millions and hundreds of millions of gallons in there to grow crops, to bring more people in, to put in more subdivisions and all this. And this is not what it's meant for. And the aquifer is going to be, it's just a matter of time before it sucks dry because it can't replace. And when they do suck it dry, like you're talking, what happens, it starts collapsing and it starts, salt water comes in and ruins the rest of the water. So the question is this Nestle's company, and they're sucking all the water out, what's going in there to replace it? Is it replacing at the same extent that they're pulling it out of? Has anybody done that study?
No. And probably not. You know, the thing of it is that's a battle that we'll see flower here in the next couple months when we are literally out of water. But one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you have to go.
Yeah, I got 4 minutes.
My gardener said, my landscaper said that if you aerate your lawn really good and then get gypsum in there, it kind of helps when you do water it, it soaks the water. So that's just a drop tip. Anyway, have a great day.
Ruth,
glad
thank you so much.
Thanks,
have a great
Ruth.
Day. Yeah, Linda just popped in.
Well, good to see you and hear from you and Donna this morning
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, thank you. Hey,
I have a question.
You know what we have in our front yard? It's clover. I mean, it's not
grass. A lot of clover.
It's mainly some kind of clover growth. Right. And I noticed because it's green all the time. And I thought, even when it's not being watered, it's green. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the whole winter,
It does hold. It holds. I know.
But it's
old.
Not grass.
It's older.
It has a complex root system.
It has a very, probably a deep, complex root system. But from a distance, well, even close, you look at it, and it looks mm-hmm. absolutely, I mean, it's a lush lawn, but it's not grass.
Well, remember I said yesterday that when my folks were down in Sacramento that a lot of people – go ahead, Bob, just 1 second – that a lot of people were letting their lawns go brown because, anyway, so Bob, you had something
to say. Your dad says, I'm renting this house. It's going to go brown.
We're on Centerville Water District, and we conserve heavily already. I mean, our average – our usage is about 400, 500 cubic feet a month. The average household in the Centerville district uses 2,100, and they're saying we want everybody to cut 25%. The guy who's watering, his golf course,
he can cut back 25%, not even feel it. I'm pretty close to the bone already.
Well, that's
and if
what
that
I'm
is applied
about.
Across the board, that's not
why,
very fair.
Why do we need green golf courses except for the greens? I mean,
oh boy.
Let it just
be careful there.
Well, no, I'm just asking because I mean, okay, when it gets down to it, if they're not using reclaimed water,
right,
or something out of the river, you know, like Riverview could probably pump it out of the river because they've got. I'm just saying they could.
Is that legal?
It's, well, yeah, I think they probably can do that because it's riparian rights along the river, and what they can do is because that water works its way back into the river. Mm-hmm. It's like people that live on the river. They can use that water because it goes, you know, to water their yards because it goes back into the river. It's when you take it out and it doesn't.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the chief of police here, Reading Chief of Police.
Wonderful.
Rob Pelletti talking about all the things that are going on here. There's people that are saying there's no the crime really isn't as bad as you think. We need to build these homeless these little homeless cities here. We probably have Doug Christensen back on again, too.
The small homes?
The small homes. He's the one advocate for this. We'll have him back on, too.
And a quick review on the weather, Bob. What are we looking towards here? So we can
rain today and tonight, possibility of thunderstorms. It'll be continuing into tomorrow, clear for a couple of days. And then as we head into Friday, a chance of more rain.
All right. Hey, Dave, big shout out to you out there. And Cameron, I hope you feel better. We want to get you back on here. He woke up. He was just really ill.
I understand.
And I know this guy. He is like a brick. I mean, it's being tough.
Well, he just got back from Mexico on a mission, so.
Well, that could be it. Anyway, everybody, join us tomorrow morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He's about to dive into the turbulent waters of presidential politics, pledging to be a different type of Republican. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky entering the race for the GOP presidential nomination, launching his campaign in Louisville. President Obama stumping for the Iran nuclear deal admits that Tehran could rush to build a bomb 10 years down the road. The agreement places limits on Iran's nuclear program for a decade, but what happens after that?
In year 13, 14, 15... they have advanced centrifuges that can enrich uranium fairly rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, the breakout times would have shrunk almost down to zero.
But Mr. Obama tells NPR the deal would still leave America and its allies better off because inspections would have given them valuable insight into the Iranian nuclear program. A prominent Senate Democrat, New York's Charles Schumer,